Well, she's a terrific rugby league player. She's had a great season. She's represented at the highest level. She's represented for New South Wales. And she's playing in a grand final this Sunday when they take on the girls from Brisbane. And she won the Dally M Female Player of the Year. And we're lucky enough to have Jess Sergis on the line. Morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? Must have been pretty thrilled the other night when you were named Female Player of the Year.
Yeah, it was so surreal. I'm still buzzing, to be honest. So, yeah, I still can't believe it.
Jess, I'll ask you the same thing we asked Teddy Tedesco yesterday. job only half done, though, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So I got to celebrate on Wednesday that award, but we were back to training Thursday, and I guess we had to knuckle down and focus for the premiership Sunday. So, yeah, back to work.
Jess, how long have you been playing football? Did you start when you were a young girl or did you take it up in your teens?
Yeah, I was a young girl. I was 6 years old and I played for the Coogee Randwick Wombats. And I played with them for a couple of years, but then obviously had to stop because of my age, and I only started again 3 years ago. So, yeah, it's been quite short, but, yeah, I'm so happy with what I've achieved in that time. So.
Yeah, oh, it's been amazing. And again, congrats on what you've achieved so far this week. And let's hope it gets even better your week on Sunday afternoon at ANZ Stadium. But Jess, it's a short, sharp season. So you can't bungle too many opportunities, can you? Otherwise, you won't make it to the grand final.
Exactly, exactly right. It's so short. We've only got three games to kind of prove ourselves. So our last two games were do or die for us. So it was all or nothing. And, yeah, I'm so proud of the girls on how far we've come. We knew we had the footy in us. I guess we just had to show it. And as we said, it's only a three-week season. So you've really got to gel together and play your best footy as fast as you can. And I'm so happy that's what we could do.
And do you think that that's exactly what you're doing? You're building and you'll hit your straps on grand final day? Because you played the Broncos already this season and they defeated you 14 points to 4.
Yeah, that's right. It was our first game together and... we have such individual amazing players. I guess we just had to gel as a team and we just couldn't do that our first round. So it was a lot of silly errors and we know what we had to work on. So, yeah, I'm sure that's what we're doing and we've just got to knuckle down and try and beat those Broncos this Sunday.
What about the Broncos? Where are their strengths? Because when I look through their side, I see a number of... you know, girls that I've watched play, and none more so than their halfback, Ali Brigginshaw. Now, you would have seen a lot of Ali over her career. Is she the key to this Brisbane Broncos team, the way she's been able to organise this team and get them into attacking positions?
Yeah, Ali's amazing. But as I said, Broncos are such a strong team. They're strong in the middle and they're strong out to their back. So they're going to be on their A game for Sunday. I know they're going to win. They're going to want to win their back-to-back premiership, but I guess we've just got to be even more hungry Sunday to try and steal it off them. But as I said, they're strong all over the park. They've got such strong middles, so we've really got to keep our middle tight just to hold them off that trail, and that's for sure.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Jess Sergis, who was crowned the best women's player in the game on Wednesday night and now goes forward with the Dragons to the grand final. Do you take anything away? What did you learn about? You've played them once so far this year. That was that 14-4 loss. Do you learn anything from that to turn the tables? You're going to start outsiders, Jess?
yeah, as I said, I think we've just got to knuckle down and try and play our best footy. I know we've got it in us. We had two disallowed tries on our first round one game, and so it could have been equal. But as I said, we've just got to really play smart and, yeah, play our game, because if we play our game, I'm confident for Sunday.
Well, I reckon you're one of the smartest players, Jess, because last week you scored two tries against the Roosters. One was it with an intercept, but you've also learnt the art of the one-on-one steal.
I do love the one-on-one steal. Yeah, I'm a little guilty for that. I remember my first year with Cronulla. I was with Ruan Sims and it was my first game back. And I said to Ru, I said, can we still do the one-on-one strip? Like, is that still where you're going? She was like, yeah, of course. Then my next tackle I did a one-on-one steal. And, yeah, ran the field. So, yeah,
because there's an art to it. Yeah. It's not easy. Everyone thinks, oh, well, why don't you always go for the one-on-one steal? But there's a risk that comes with a one-on-one steal as well.
Maybe tackling my brother all those years and stealing the footy off him, it's come a bit natural. So,
Do they still play, your brothers?
Yeah, my brother still plays, yeah.
I bet you stir him up.
Yeah, of course I do.
And you're in a relationship with Zach Lomax from the Dragons as well. Does he give any advice, and what sort of support does he give? And I guess you give the support back.
Yeah, for sure. Zach's so supportive. Yeah, he's played a massive impact in my football career. He helped me with all the little things, and I guess even helping me with my recovery, which is so important as well. So, yeah, so I would lie if I would say Zach never helped me, but even to the extent to staying up late with me and even getting a piece of paper out and drawing and so I can visualise and all that little stuff like that. So, yeah, Zach, I'm so happy I've got Zach on my side. He's helped me a lot.
And preparations, it's Friday. Obviously, the game's on Sunday. You've got a captain's run today, tomorrow. What's the sort of build-up like for you girls?
Yep, so we've actually got a fan day today at Martin Place.
Yep.
So we're really excited. We get to see, obviously, the Broncos and see some fans. So that's really exciting. And, yeah, tomorrow is our last run together, which is exciting but also sad because it's such a short period. But the next 48 hours is pretty big for us. So I guess we've just got to knuckle down and still focus for Sunday.
Now, we saw the Roosters and the Raiders boys yesterday. And, you know, the coaches and some of the players, they didn't really shake hands. They had the stare off. Will the girls do that as well, or are they a bit more friendlier?
I'm not entirely sure. I did talk to Ali at the Daily M's, and she did say that we did do the stare off, so who knows? we might have to do that again, but yeah.
Because, Jess, I know when I was playing, you'd walk past some of the players that I'd played with at Canberra, and Steve Walters was a classic example. He was a great mate of mine. You try and make eye contact with them, they wouldn't look at you. They'd just brush you.
It's brutal.
It is brutal, isn't it?
It is the biggest time of the year, so who knows? We might have to do that too. But all fun and games.
Jess, we just wanted to say congrats on being crowned as the best female player in the world of rugby league. Well, we say the world of rugby league, that being our competition down under here. And good luck in the grand final.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
No, thank you, Jessica Sergis. She's a real talent, as you mentioned, coming off a wow of a game, two tries, and one of them was the steal. They did clash in the first round of the competition, these two particular grand final sides. It was a pretty comprehensive victory on that occasion to the Brisbane Broncos, but Jessica quite confident of turning that around. So we wish her all the best. Very engaging, wasn't she? $2.25 outside as the Dragons up against the Brisbane Broncos, who are the favourites at $1.65. That's in the WNRL.
I like the Dragons. I think they play a really good brand of footy. I think they've improved as the competition has gone on. Kezzy Apps, the back rower, she's she's captain of the club and also captain of New South Wales. And Brittany Brayley, the hooker, I think she played with the Broncos last year. She's an Australian hooker. She is very, very good out of dummy half. And, of course, then you've got Jess out wide. But it's a great game. It starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday at ANZ Stadium. It's the Broncos looking to go back-to-back against the Dragons. Yeah.